Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Haygood, the president of 20 and Oak. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. I've caught you down in Charleston at William Byrd's headquarters. I want to kind of lay the groundwork for this, explain to the listener what 20 and Oak is. So William Byrd's been around 155 years. They're a flooring distributor that's got a southeastern service area. You got locations in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, and Virginia. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You actually were president of William Byrd for about 10 years. You've moved over now to be president of 20 and Oak. And 20 and Oak is a consumer-facing virtual platform that's between the consumer and the retailer. So if you have to diagram this, you've got the manufacturer, and then you've got William Byrd, and then you've got the retailer, and then you've got William Byrd, which is called 20 and Oak there, okay? And then you got the consumer. Is that right?
That's right. The premise of 20 and Oak and why we think it's an important thing to do is it sits in between the consumer and the dealer to help the dealer. We really believe that our independent network of dealers are really the best of the world at what they do in sourcing, presenting, and ultimately installing flooring products for consumers. Mm-hmm. And it's really difficult in today's world to find our dealers in many respects. In 2019, the Yellow Pages said, we're no longer going to print the Yellow Pages.
Right.
And in today's world, you go to the internet. We thought it was a compelling opportunity as well as problem to solve to help our independent dealers have digital presence as well as consumer experience.
So it's got several components to it. As you mentioned, it's got a dealer locator. You punch in your zip code, and you get a map of the dealers that are your customers that the consumer can shop from. It's got a decision tree. That's a technical term. I guess it's Boolean logic. If you like this, this, and this, then you're probably going to like this kind of flooring. And it's got brands listed. I thought they were interesting. You've got your own house brands. William Byrd's got some private label brands, but you've also got American OEM's brands in there, Metrofloor, Beaufloor, and Somerset. So those are some of the companies that you distribute for, right?
That's right. And the brands that we represent on the 20 and Oak site are fully support the initiative.
Right.
And, you know, the compelling offer to consumers is that we provide samples. Our belief is that all flooring decisions really have to be made by holding and touching and seeing the light differential in the room that it's going to be installed to see and hold those samples. So that's a big part of the offering. As you talked about the idea of our quiz, we call it the Floor Genius Quiz,
yeah.
But it's kind of fun to take, and you go through that series of questions, and it boils down hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items that we have on the site. It'll boil it down to that consumer's preferences and lifestyle. It takes it down to a much smaller number of samples, and then they're able to order those samples and have them shipped to their home the next day.
I completely agree with you. Flooring is an investment, and people are not going to do it if they're looking at a picture on a website, right?
I agree with that. You know, a lot of research is now happening on the web, and it's important to have that presence. But yeah, ultimately, you got to have that sample to make that decision, because it's a big expense.
Okay, so 20 and Oak is a website, and you took the role as president at the beginning of the year. It's been open since, I guess, middle of last year. Tell us how it's gone so far.
Well, it's gone really well. We have three offerings. We have a premium, select, and standard offering. We have a fairly good amount of dealers that are on the site as our premium dealers. And with that program, we do the digital media. We have a monthly report. We have the effectiveness of our digital campaigns. It's all tied together through a concierge customer service team. That team reaches out to the consumers and helps hand those consumers off to the dealers as a qualified lead.
Mm-hmm.
So that program's gone really well. And then our standard offering is a big push for us this fall. We're really excited about it, and a lot of dealers are paying attention to it and see it as value. But that offering really focuses in on the samples as well as the in-store experience connected to our website. So you're able to see the products in the store and have those samples shipped to you after you've made your selections in the store.
Yeah. So if a consumer gets on there, and it's kind of like you go to a restaurant, sometimes the person placing the order says, you know, I've kind of narrowed it down. Can you help me between this one and this one? If it gets to that level, who helps? Is it the website that helps, or do you kind of direct that decision to the dealer?
Well, certainly that conversation that happens between the dealer, in-store salesperson, and the consumer is the ultimate conversation. But we are there to help facilitate it and make that very easy, not only for the dealer, but the consumer. Our sort of internal slogan, and we say it all the time, but if it's good for the dealer, it's good for 20 and Oak. And everything that we do is to support the dealer and their selling initiatives.
Now, this has got to be an investment. Do you feel kind of lucky that you did? Because, you know, COVID has changed the world, and one of the things that's done is, you know, gotten people to shop more online. So you're kind of at the right place at the right time, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, Kim, I've been in the flooring industry for 30 years, and I've never been on trend.
You got one right.
But the reality of it was that when we learned that we were going to have shelter in place, and it was all sort of overwhelming and happening quickly, it hit us that consumers aren't going to be going into our dealer stores. Yeah. What can we do about that?
Right.
We stumbled into the ability of creating an online virtual showroom. Mm-hmm. And what was so great about it is that the 20 and Oak website and everything that we've been working on was just set up to handle it. So within 2 weeks, we were able to get our virtual showroom up and running and presented to our dealers. We had dealers that were planning on closing, and they were able to stay open by using our virtual showrooms. That was really an incredible experience. You know, we believe that the virtual showrooms got a place going forward, and we're really working on how to improve it, make it a better shopping experience. One of the things that's interesting about it, as a consumer researches their products, and then we connect them to a dealer, they can get on the phone with a dealer and they can walk through the showroom together and talk about the pros and cons of the different products that are offered and ultimately get a sample. So it's kind of an amazing thing that was not originally in our business plan, but it's made its way in there with COVID, and we're very thankful for that.
One quick last question. How's William Byrd's business doing through all this year?
It's doing well. Our expectations of ups and downs over the last 155 years is definitely weather tested. We've seen it all, but we're very pleased with what's going on in the market right now and the response to the William Byrd sales force. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from our dealers. Knock on wood, the flooring world for us has not been a bad situation.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's the best, but we're pretty pleased with it so far.
Do you think if you singled out the residential side of the business, at the end of the year, your 20 numbers might match your 19 numbers?
I think our second half could. Second quarter is pretty tough, but you know, I think that was that way for everybody.
Yeah, right. Okay, Robert, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us an update on 20 and Oak. Again, been talking to Robert Haygood, the president of 20 and Oak, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.